Several months ago, we introduced you to a Nashville man named Matthew Charles. He spent almost half his life behind bars on drug charges before being released early in 2016. But in a rare case, a federal court decided his sentence was reduced incorrectly. So after 2 years of freedom, Charles had to prepare to go back to prison for another decade. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli has been following the case.
It's 4 o'clock on a Saturday, and over a dozen people huddle quietly in a backyard in Donelson. Through the slats of a tall wooden gate, they see Matthew Charles approaching.
All right.
Charles is a man of few words, but his eyes are filled with tears.
Okay.
There's chips and salsa on the tables and cold beers in a cooler. It looks like a party, but there's nothing to celebrate. Charles isn't leaving for a big new job or moving to a new city. He's going to prison to finish a 35-year term for selling crack to an informant in the 90s. Charles had already served 2 decades before his sentence was cut short as a result of a drug guideline change by the Obama administration. But the U.S. Attorney's Office appealed his release and won.
He's built this life, and now you're going to come and just snatch.
That's Charles's friend Wolf. They met at a halfway house and now volunteer together. He's talking to John Hairston, an old friend of Charles who flew in from Houston.
I don't understand it. I mean, the whole thing just pisses me off, to be honest. But it underscores how big a need there is for some reform in the justice system. I don't care what they say.
Since Charles's release in 2016, he's held a steady job. He volunteers, reconnected with his family, and started a serious relationship. But the Federal Bureau of Prisons did away with parole and most good behavior incentives years ago. Even the best-behaved prisoners must serve out the majority of their term. Charles says the whole situation feels surreal.
I'm tired. I always say to myself and others, when is enough ever going to be enough?
Last time Charles faced prison, he was a drug dealer in his 20s. At his sentencing hearing in December 1996, a federal judge called Charles, quote, a danger to society who should simply be off the streets. Charles doesn't dispute that. Until then, his entire life had been embroiled in chaos. When Charles turned 18, he joined the army, hoping to escape the violence and poverty inside his family's cramped public housing apartment. When his service ended, Charles found himself back at square one. He was bitter and angry. When he was arrested, he says no one was sad to see him go, not even him.
I kind of closed up and went into a shell. I felt like I was hard as a brick building, and I had to be. Feelings didn't matter. And if you had feelings, you allowed yourself to be hurt even more.
Now in his 50s, the situation feels dramatically different. Charles has the support of friends and his community, even the judge who ordered him back to prison. On March 28th, in a courtroom filled with more than 24 of Charles's supporters, Judge Aleta Trauger called his case sad and commended his rehabilitation. Then she added that, quote, her hands were tied, and reimposed his original sentence. She gave him 45 days to get his affairs in order.
I believe that God is still in charge of the situation, and he ain't revealed it to me as far as what it is that he's actually doing, but my faith still remains the same.
Over the past 2 years, Charles built a life. He bought clothing, furniture, a cell phone, a car. He rented a room in East Nashville. Now he has to undo that. He donates what he can, returns his car to the dealer, and gives his keys back to his landlord. As for his relationship with his girlfriend, Naomi Tharp, that's harder to wrap up neatly.
We also discussed being 8 to 10 years older and what our health situation may or may not be.
We don't know. It's a conversation you don't want to talk about, and then you don't know what you're talking about. So how do you handle that?
On his final day of freedom, Charles and Tharp eat breakfast at Shoney's. Afterwards, I meet up with them outside the U.S. Marshal's office. He makes a final phone call to his lawyer.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know I'm over here at the marshal's office, turning myself in.
All right. Okay. Good luck to you, Mr. Charles. Please let us know if you need anything that we can do.
Soon, a deputy shows up, and it's time to go. Charles turns back and hugs Tharp. He kisses and holds her tight for a moment. She starts to tear up.
be all right. Don't do that.
As the door shuts behind him, I think back to a conversation we had while sitting at a park bench a few weeks ago. It was getting dark and we were getting ready to head out. Suddenly, I had the urge to ask Charles if he still believed in redemption. He mulled over his answer before replying.
I didn't do it for the U.S. Attorney's Office to say, Charles has been a good boy, let's give him a break. Here's a man who's changed. Some see the changes that he's made and others won't even look at the changes. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to change back. You know what I mean? No, I'm going to continue to live out this new life.
We watch the sunset in silence for a few moments. Then he turns to me and says,
it's a great life.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.